USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Argentina is your 2022 World Cup champions, beating France on penalty kicks. Lionel Messi scored in the 23rd and 108th minutes. France got on the board in back-to-back minutes in the 80th and 81st and sent it to extra time on a penalty kick in the 118th minute. Argentina wins on penalties 4-2 to take the World Cup crown in Qatar. A major winter storm is slated to hit much of the United States and will threaten to impact Americans' Christmas travel plans, according to the National Weather Service. They say a major storm system is forecast to impact much of the nation leading up to Christmas Eve, with widespread gusty winds, areas of heavy rain and snow, as well as bitter cold in its wake. This comes as tens of thousands of customers from Maine through New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York still are without power from a storm that left as much as 2 feet of snow in places. Officials in both South Korea and Japan say they have detected the launch of two North Korean ballistic missiles. The first weapons test in a month comes just 2 days after North Korea claimed to have performed a key test in developing a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching U.S. mainland. The Japanese Coast Guard said the missiles fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. President Biden plans to speak to the people this week, according to the White House. They say he's expected to emphasize unity and the bipartisan nature of key legislation, along with hope for cooperation during the next Congress, where Republicans will control the House. Rent prices fell 0.4% from October to November, according to the real estate marketplace Zillow. That is the largest drop in the index's history. A typical rent nationally is just over $2,000. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Have you noticed it calmer in the skies? Disruptions on flights nationwide have fallen by nearly 75% since the Biden administration's mask mandate was overturned by a federal judge in April. There have been 2,300 reports of unruly passengers in the skies this year, compared to nearly 6,000 last year, with the overwhelming majority because of masks. The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has been linked to blood clots in older individuals. Researchers looking at a database of elderly persons in the U.S. found that blood clotting in the lungs deserves a more in-depth evaluation. The data looked at more than 17 million elderly Americans who got the vaccine between December of 2020 and this past January. The study is published in the journal Vaccine. The FDA says it is not taking action because this does not prove the vaccines cause blood clots and is still under investigation. New York State wins one for the animals.
New York has become the 10th state to ban the sale of cosmetics tested on animals. The law, known as the New York Cruelty-Free Cosmetics Act, prohibits the sale and manufacturing of cosmetics that have been tested on animals. It goes into effect in January 2023. The entire country might soon follow New York's path. The Humane Cosmetics Act, introduced in 2021, would ban the sale and manufacturing of animal-tested cosmetics throughout the U.S.
That's Corey Myers reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.